Here we go.
Here is another senseless survey from Darren Wackhead Simpson on KFM Mornings.
KFM Mornings.
Okay, guesses. Good morning.
Good morning.
Census survey time. Small prize. Well, big prize from a small business here in the Western Cape. Today we've added a very interesting new prize to the lot. We've still got the dummy, by the way. This dummy has been returned once already.
But not used. We need to be clear about that.
Yes, it was returned before we'd actually sent it. They said, can I please have something else?
Yeah, still on the hunt for its perfect match.
Yeah, because it was a guy that won it. And you know what? I don't think he can just arrive home with it if this is something totally out of the ordinary.
There has to be a conversation first.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? What's, you know what I'm saying?
Mm. What am I not doing, husband?
Yeah, what are you saying? I believe a conversation has to be had. Because it's also not just something entry level. It's expert level, this one.
Yeah, your first car shouldn't be a BMW. So.
Unless you're really, really blessed.
Depending on the garage you have.
You were saying a new prize.
Excuse me, what? Yeah, so there is a new prize. It's a tattoo. Worth 4,000 rand.
Ooh, you can do something with that.
Something proper.
From Marcel Mayer. This is a proper. I don't know what tattoos cost now.
It depends on size and the artist.
Who's got a tat here?
I've got a tat. I've got a small.
You've got a tat.
I've got two.
What?
Yeah.
Where and what?
On my arm. I'd rather not say.
I thought I thought it was a mole.
Some people would tattoo a mole on their bodies, actually.
No, they did. After Enrique and Crawford.
Yeah. Mm. So, a small tattoo, maybe 1.5, between 1.5 and 2.
Yeah.
So, with 4,000, you could do pretty much a medium-sized one. Maybe add to a sleeve if you
are
already on a tattoo journey.
Sheldon, you have any ink?
I don't.
No. Brad, you don't, eh?
No.
Ramiz, you don't. No. Oh, no, you don't.
None of you can commit.
Ramiz has just got regrets. Hey?
Yeah, he did have. He had one of those. He had a tattoo done.
Yeah, so he moved.
Sure. So,
how long did that take you?
No, it's quite a story.
It's a long process, yeah.
It's quite a story.
But it's gone.
Yeah.
So, can I tell the story?
Go ahead.
No, it's not your story to tell.
So, do we have the time, though?
No, we do. Quick time. But this is.
This man will make time to tell other people's stories.
And you trust him to tell yours. You know he's going to be messy, Ramiz.
No, let me tell you this. You do never tempt fate. It's one of my most core beliefs. Never tempt fate, all right? Mm-hmm. So he has a tattoo at the time. You said I could tell it, eh?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, four of the most important people in his life, friends, they go and have tattoos. It was, the one had the ace of spades, the one had the ace of hearts, ace of clubs, ace of diamonds. They were a pack.
Mm.
None of them are friends anymore.
Yeah.
Hey, Ramiz?
Yes.
You see, you can't put that sort of pressure.
I'm just surprised. Yeah. A lot of you guys can commit to marriage and children, but a little tattoo, a small anyana tattoo, is not something you can commit to.
I mean, life is long. Hey? There's still time.
Yeah. I'm not averse to it. Mm. I think tattoos look hot. Mm. They look really hot. Yeah.
I wouldn't know what to
get. What to do and where. Mm. Yeah. Be sure.
Okay. Well, senseless survey. Here we go. Guesses, please, Sholin.
25.
What? I don't want to play this ever again, do you? Sibs, 37. Great. Producer Brad, 91.
I do want to play 75.
75. Oh. Ramiz, 2,000 questions.
No, I'm going to be serious.
Anyone close?
Nine questions. Thank you for taking this game seriously.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, this is where I call a random person, ask them ridiculous questions, see how long they stay on the line for. Here is this morning's senseless survey.
Welcome to Skinny
Lotus. Can
I direct your call?
Good morning, sir. Agent 31962. I'm calling you from the Census Bureau. I just need to ask you a couple of questions for your country. It won't take more than 5 seconds.
Okay.
So, do crabs think that fish can fly?
I don't know.
Why is it like this? If you're ugly and shy, you're seen as a creep. But if you're hot and shy, you're a deep thinker.
Mm. Mysterious.
I'm not too sure.
So, do you believe in polygamy only because you need 3 incomes to survive?
No.
Are the most blessed people in the world the ones who don't have hay fever?
I don't think so.
About that, it's profound. Do you know to never trust someone who runs for fun?
Who runs for fun?
No.
I didn't know that.
Is the hardest part of becoming an atheist remaining quiet when someone sneezes?
Yeah. Think so.
Is searching for a new laptop online basically forcing your current computer to dig its own grave?
Oh, yeah, truly.
Are the people who leave their shopping carts in the middle of a parking lot the same people who don't pick up their dog's poop when walking them?
I'm not too sure.
Dog hearts.
Are you aware that dogs enjoy belly rubs because you're actually rubbing their nipples?
No, I'm not aware of that. No. I never think of those things. I'm not aware of it.
My Sally loves a belly rub.
And that's where the leg goes.
The eye twitches.
Yeah. Yeah. My wife's leg doesn't go, though.
It's because you're rubbing her belly, though.
Okay. There is the senseless survey.